If you really want to get it down, the pasuk starts off Yidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor in Parshas Truma. Dabro Bnei Yisrael, speak to Bnei Yisrael. V'yikhu li truma, they should take from me a truma, a gift, a donation. Me'is Bnei Kol Ish Asher Yidbenu Li, but from all the people that want to donate from their hearts, tikhu is truma. See, take my truma from those people. That's how it starts off. Now, listen to this for. V'yichu li truma. Rashi has a line. He says, li, what is for me? Take from me the truma. Says Rashi, lishmi, for my name, for the sake of my name. So the question is asked, so why not just say v'yichu lishmi truma? Why say the word li, for me? If for me means for my name, so just say it straight out. Say v'yichu lishmi truma. Why would you switch it around? That's the question. Why not say it for my name? Here we go. What is the connection between a lamed and a yud? Okay. The universe is huge. In comparison to the entire universe, a human being is like a tiny little microcosm, a tiny little speck in the middle of a massive, massive earth. That we all understand, right? That for sure. We are tiny and nothing in comparison to the entire universe. However, if you look at the tiniest little organism inside your body that still contains DNA, you are billions and billions and billions times bigger than it. You're unbelievably bigger than it. The smallest organism in your body versus you versus the entire universe. We're looking at unbelievable. You can't even count how we are in comparison to the entire universe, and the universe is still expanding, how huge it is compared to us. We know that everything in the world was made with Torah, was made with the Torah, with the 22 letters that went into the Torah, meaning Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Some way or another, some letters of the Torah, by combining them in certain ways, were able to make the tiniest little cell inside you, and able to make the entire universe all together. Everything was made with the exact same letters in the Torah. You know what letters stand for the biggest things, and what letters stand for the smallest things? The Lamed is the tallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It's the only letter that goes above everything else. It has that little thing that goes all the way up on top. There's nothing like a lamed. Absolutely nothing like a lamed. And there is nothing smaller than a yud. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that v'yichu li truma. I am the one who's in charge of not only the greatest of the great, the highest of the high, the biggest of the big. I'm not only in charge of that. I'm not only in charge of the universe. I'm also in charge of the tiniest little organisms that are in a person's body. Those tiny little things that are inside your body. It's an unbelievable thing. I have a saltwater tank now. Little saltwater tank. It's a 5-gallon tank. The most fun I have, well, I shouldn't say that. The most fun I have during my day is learning. Okay. But the second to most fun that I have during my day is looking at that tank and seeing it's a small tank, so I can see all the little things and seeing the tiny little things of bacteria inside there growing and moving around. See these tiny, tiny little things, these tiny little things that you think are just dust specks. All of a sudden they're animals. They're real things. They're moving around. There's this, there's that. I went crazy one day when all of a sudden I realized I have a growing tree in there. There's a tree. It's going up. I know, it's obviously, I gotta get a TV. I gotta pay attention to my kids. Okay, whatever. Regardless of all the facts that come up on this story, the fact is, I look at the sink and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this stuff. There's tiny, tiny, the littlest things in the world that are growing inside that tank. The craziest things. That's how you really can tell. There's unbelievable things going on here. You can't really tell how many little organisms live on your hand. There are thousands. You don't know how many things are really on your tongue. It's disgusting. You have no idea how much happens when a food falls on the floor. They told me that there's a whole thing that was on TV about the 5-second rule. Right. If the 5-second rule is really true, if it's false or whatever, it's apparently it's totally false. Totally false. That the same amount of bacteria that goes down within 5 seconds, it happens if it's 20 seconds, 30 seconds, does not make it. Those are the things, it's a 5-second rule. It's not even a half a second or a microsecond rule. As soon as it hits, it's done. It's done. There's no such thing as any of that. But the fact is, if you search really hard, you'll see the fact that there's an unbelievable universe above us and that there's tiny little cells below us. But if you don't look so hard, then you pick up a nickel and you're like, ah, the sun is the size of a nickel. That's right. You can do the little squash your head to anybody that's all around, you know, like find the head and squash their heads. Oh, you can fit within this. You're able to, you can, if you're not paying attention, if you don't really care, if you don't really care to look, then you'll think everything is so messed up. It's so skewered from the truth. That sun. It's somebody goes up to me. Yeah, it's billions of, it's hundreds of miles long and everything. No, it's not. Look at this. Huh? Eh? I got him right here. I got him right here. What do you say? I can pick him up on my finger. You see him there? You see him there? He's right there. It's like a person who's messed up in the head is going to say something like that. A person who's messed up, obviously, well, it's far away. No, it's not. It's right there. I can see it. It's right on top of me. That's an obvious, it's misinformation. And a person who denies that anything is going on inside their body, a guy who goes along and says, like, no, I'm just like a robot. I'm working well. I'm working well. And there's nothing going on inside me. There's no cells. There's no bacteria. There's no nothing. Nothing inside me whatsoever. That guy is messing up the truth. That's not true. It's a total, total lie. And the guy's messing up everything. Now, what that means, if you want to do something totally l'shem shamayim, to realize that you're doing it for the sake of God, you're doing it just for Hashem's sake itself, you have to understand who God is and who you are that has this money. In order to give tzedakah, yes, you can give tzedakah. You go ahead and you give $5 to somebody. You go ahead and you say, here, take these $5. You know, go spend it or whatever you want. Go, please. Don't spend it in one place. You go ahead and you tell somebody like that. You can go ahead and say something like that to somebody. But if you want to give tzedakah in the right way, you have to know why you have this money in the first place. And what the purpose is of you getting this money. And why you should have this money over anything else that you have in the world. Why should I have this? Maybe